Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
We have been asking for your dad jokes, and all morning you have delivered, because the best dad joke was going to beat the box office for Def Leppard tickets, that Kick-Ass Cruise concert coming to town July 27th. The best dad joke, getting those tickets, and we got...
So many
texts. I was counting for a while. I lost track after the 200s. I was just like, this is dad joke central right here. I love it. We have like the top 12. There are two that stand out. One in particular, but we're going to go through some of our favorites here. This one was from O'Neill. There's two fish in a tank. One fish says to the other, "Do you know how to drive this thing?" But I'm bumped.
Another one I liked that had no name attached to it. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Want to hear a joke about construction? I'm still working on it. That one's from Cindy.
Chanel, what do you call cheese whiz when it's all gone? Cheese was.
Oh, that was a good one. What happens when I tell dad jokes? He laughs.
Ooh,
that one's from Chatter.
That's a clever
one. That's a clever one.
I like this one from Al. What's brown and sticky? A stick.
So simple. It's the simple ones that work the best.
It is.
Did you hear about the man who stole a calendar? He got 12 months.
Nice.
That one's from Aaron.
I got to give a special shout out to my husband because he uses this one all the time. What's the best time to make a dentist appointment? Tooth hurty.
Oh, Sean. Come on, Sean. What did the father buffalo say to his son when he went to college? Bye, son.
Yep, that was a good one.
Taylor, shout out to you.
This one had me actually laughing really hard. Bob McIntyre, what do you call a magical dog? A labracadabrador.
What?
Labracadabrador.
Oh, man. This one's from Jeremy. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom? Because the pee is silent.
Nice. All right, should we semi-wrap this up?
I got one more. I just watched a program about beavers. It was the best damn program I've ever seen. Nice. That one's from Mike. Okay.
Okay, second last honorable mention.
Yeah.
Because we came down to a couple that were so good.
And this was so close.
And this, we don't have a name on this one either, do we, for this one?
I don't think so, no.
Or maybe his name is Guy, or it was just from a guy. Where do little watermelons go in the summer? To John Cougar's Melon Camp.
So good.
Oh, I love it.
The winner, though, and this guy is beating the box office for Def Leppard tickets. This one's from Ron. Again, it's so simple, but it's so genius. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's really heavy. The other is a little lighter. Classic. See, that's the point of a dad joke. It's not meant to make you, like, laugh for a long time.
Yeah.
It's meant to make you go, ha. And that's it.
There's another one here. I don't know if we have... Oh, Carl. Don't fart in an Apple store because they don't have windows. I love it. Here in Saskatoon, the Optimist Hill Project is on its way, which I think we sometimes forget about because it's kind of off over by the exhibition. But the group is hard at work giving us something to do in the winter, because let's face it, in Saskatoon, it's cold in the winter. You don't necessarily want to go outside and do stuff, but this Optimus Hill project is full of fun things to do. But when it comes to a winter snow park, one of the most important things for that, you would think, would be the snow.
Yeah, it's kind of ideal.
And there's a bit of a lack of that this season. And so the organizers are deciding to take matters into their own hands, and they are getting some snow-making equipment.
Do you think that organizers saw this coming? Like, the one given in Saskatchewan is that it snows during the winter. Like, they were probably not thinking it wouldn't snow. They're probably like, okay, no, it's going to snow, guys. We can
bank on that.
If there's one thing we can rely on, it's snow in Saskatchewan in the winter. And now they're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do? Like, this is going to cost a lot of money, too, because snowmaking machines, I mean, they're not cheap.
It is not cheap, no. It's definitely something that's expensive, but it does a big job. Like, making snow, that's a huge deal. So they say once the equipment arrives, they should be up and going, hopefully, in a week to 10 days with the first phase. And then the second phase is going to be a permanent chalet. That's going to be coming a bit later.
Yeah.
But they've got some really cool stuff. They've got snowboard and ski runs, toboggan runs, obviously, and tubing.
But they don't have any snow.
They just don't have the snow.
So once again, it's up to us Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton to fix the problem. Because
fine.
We always have to fix problems around here. You want snow, Optimus Hill? We'll give you snow. There you go. There's your snow. You're welcome.
For those of you planning a trip to Paris to dine naked in Au Naturel restaurant, it's closing its doors.
Oh, that took a turn there, hey? Like, if you're planning a trip to Paris and you want to dine naked, what? Whoa.
Yeah, no, okay. You can't. This was a big thing. The restaurant's called Au Naturel in Paris, and it's closing its doors February 16th because of financial reasons. They can't stay afloat. People don't want to eat naked, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Go
shocker.
Figure.
Wow.
And yeah, obviously it's a gimmick restaurant, you know, I don't want to say gimmick as in like it's a joke, because apparently the food is very delicious. The ratings for this restaurant were like 4.8 out of 5,
mm-hmm.
But like eating naked is a very niche market.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like everybody and their dog is like, yeah, sure, I'll take my clothes off while I have dinner. No, only a certain type of person wants to actually sit in a room with a bunch of other people enjoying their beautiful French cuisine, but naked.
Well, there are so many problems with this. I mean, do they change the chairs after every single meal? Like, I don't want to sit on a chair where someone else's naked butt has been on there, and then my naked butt is basically touching their naked butt. Like,
I never thought of that.
And
that's
then what happens if you're having some hot soup and it spills? Like,
and the waiter comes, let me get that for you. No!
Please, do not. I will call the police. Do not, sir. I who thought this restaurant was a good idea?
Two people did, ones that started it. But it's weird, too, because once you get there, you take off your clothes, leave them in a cloakroom. You leave your phones behind as well for privacy reasons. Because can you imagine someone snapping your picture dining naked at a restaurant? That's mortifying.
Like, not once have I been sitting at a restaurant been like, this salad is delicious, but it would be way more delicious if I had zero clothes on. The Saskatchewan RCMP released their 10 most ridiculous 911 calls for 2018.
Oh, I love these.
And they are just ridiculous this year. Someone called 911 because they found two salamanders in their yard, and they thought salamanders were endangered. So they called the RCMP for some reason.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Another one here. Apparently someone called the police because a house guest was cooking ribs in their oven. Why would you call the police for that?
That sounds amazing.
How dare you make delicious ribs in my house, Kevin? I'm calling the police, Kevin. I've warned you about this before, okay? Like, who does that?
There's another food-related one. A caller phoned 911 because their fast food delivery was taking longer than they thought it should.
There are a lot of food ones on the list this year,
hey? There were a lot of food ones, and actually animal ones, too. A concerned caller phoned 911 to report a donkey chasing some horses around in a field. It was being such an ass.
You just want to get in on the dad joke parade,
I wanted a dad joke of my own.
And you wanted to kind of swear, didn't you?
Why not?
Wow, your Mennonite family would be so ashamed of you right now. The best one I hear, though, someone called 911 because they were arguing about how to properly cook pierogies.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, someone was making pierogies, and they're like, no, you're not making it right. And they called 911 over it. Boil them.
I was going to say, I wonder what the conversation entailed. Like, what were they so upset about? Are they a boil or a fry person? Because I've been told by a Ukrainian grandma, a baba, that you boil them and then throw them in the frying pan with butter and onions.
No.
And that's how you do it.
No, just boil them. You just need to boil them. Leftover pierogies, maybe you throw them in the frying pan to heat them up. But when you put them in the frying pan, they dry out.
Mm-mm. And if they're fresh, no way.
Sometimes, though, when you're eating pierogies, like at a rink or something like that, or at high schools, whatever, you have a plastic fork, and it's tough to cut the pierogies because they're too crispy on the outside.
Who cuts a pierogi? You just shove the whole thing in your mouth.
If they're big pierogies, sometimes you need to cut them in half.
I guess. But I still think it's fried.
No, it's boiled. I'm telling you, it's just boiled. No fry. There's no need for frying pierogies. You just need to boil them.
Fry. I can see maybe now why they might have phoned 911.
We don't really make fun of Donald Trump too much here on Cruise Mornings because, honestly, it's too easy. Like, it's
and
way
it gets
too
me all
easy.
Riled up.
It does make you kind of upset.
I get angry.
Hey? Every morning for like a month and a half, Stacey started her day by like looking up Donald Trump news.
Well, not even it was there.
I don't source it out.
It mm-hmm. is always there.
And it would just put you in a sour mood. Yeah. Hey? Like the thing is, sometimes he does something so stupid that you just have to talk about it. Case in point, this story here. His big thing is the wall. If you saw his 8 minutes press conference thing on national TV about the wall and keeping people out, stuff like that, that's his big issue right now. We need to build a wall. Back in 2004, he did a commencement speech at a university. I'm just going to play you the clip here.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen.
Okay.
If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Oh, that didn't age well. That didn't age well at all.
If like, you would have only known, fast forward 12 years, mm-hmm. or no, 14 years.
Man, we're bad at doing math on the spot, hey? Like, geez.
Why do we always do it?
I don't know why we set ourselves up for failure like that, but whenever we do math on the spot, we always fail. Have
so
you ever looked at your Facebook memories and saw something that aged really, really badly?
Well, I'm a notorious non-poster on social media, Facebook. I just creep people. So I haven't really stumbled across that situation because I don't really post things. Pictures are what get me, where it's like, ooh. Right.
For me, it's like those old 2008 Facebook posts, like when Facebook was different than what it is now, because Facebook's like a news service now, you know? You see so many stories and stuff like that. But back in the day, it was just people posting like, I am at the grocery store. And it's like, why did I do that? Like 2007 Clayton, figure it out.